Listen, I've got that Lamborghini double parked, so we need to do this rapid fast.
Look, if you got money for a Lamborghini, why are you hanging out with us?
I got the Lambo.
We have two copies of Super Hack Override, which is a card game from Weird Giraffe Games.
If I knew what sound
was local to Huntsville, you should support them.
Local game.
We also have. Thank you, Vanna. What else do we have in here? We have. Get through the game right there. Yeah.
This one?
We have this game called Antidote. This is from one of our sponsors, Bellwether Games. This is a cool little card game as well that we'll be raffling off.
I kind of want to play that. That looks really cool. Yeah.
We have a lovely bag. A dragon scale hand knit bag.
Listen to that jingle.
You wonder what's in there.
Bag contains 100 tokens to Pints and Pixels.
Oh, yeah!
100. Wait, what is significant about the number 100?
I don't know.
It's the episode.
Okay. No, no, that couldn't be it.
This goes with this.
Okay.
That's impossible.
A Lucky Dice gift card for $30. And last but not least, a lovely, lovely framed poster of episode 100 signed by the entire.
Yeah, we signed a poster.
And two pop figures.
Oh, we have two more pop figures.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. See, that's what happens when people don't come and get the prizes.
Yep.
Everybody who stays gets a chance at them.
Everything must go.
Wives get first dibs.
No.
Yes.
No.
Will, are you ready?
We're already streaming and recording.
Oh, oh nice.
Oh, nice.
I love all right. It. I didn't get a notification at all.
I did.
Then
okay, wait. What are we giving away first?
We're
going to
start.
We're doing a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Man, so eager beaver over here.
Wait. What are we giving away?
Let me put my notes up.
Oh, dang.
100. I'm super excited again.
Oh, yeah.
Come on down, man.
Put them up.
Put them up. Put up your dukes.
Hellboy, look at that.
And single Dr.
Strange. Dr. Strange.
Since we're on stream, I'm going to start the intro, and I just need you guys to make as much noise as possible. After my quick little "Hey, welcome to Rocket Punch," it's customary. It's like it's tradition now. It's we're gonna start and get ready to rock and roll here, guys.
Where's your mic?
It's right here. I'm sharing it.
Oh,
with Chris.
Here, put it closer to you. We all know they're not gonna have a problem here.
Never mind.
All right, guys. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rocket Punch. That's the one here. Welcome, everybody.
Colleen, please stop breaking things.
Welcome, everybody, who is here at Lucky Dice Cafe and watching from home in your
That's
comfortable
gonna
couch.
Speakers.
To what episode is it again? I forgot.
Why do you do this?
Wait, this is episode 100.
It's episode 14. We have one Yeti microphone.
No, it used to be that way.
I remember those days.
Guys, welcome to episode 100 of the Rocket Punch Cast. We're pretty excited about it. It's just crazy. It's special.
It's crazy.
It's that we got to this milestone. And for people who aren't too familiar with podcasting, to get to episode 100 is a big deal for us. This is 2.5 years of constant work every week. Of just coming in and recording shows and entertaining you old guys to get to this point. Been pretty fun.
I think it's important to point out that like this is episode 100, but by far way more than 100.
I was going to say, like the actual episode in the feed is like 150-ish because we've had a lot of bonus and E3 stuff. So.
Yeah.
Big bonus.
This is the official numbered one.
Yes.
If you did not
That's
know,
the one that counts.
You should recognize, if you've heard lately, myself, Cameron. I've got Chris next to me.
Hey-o.
And I've got Will over on the side over here.
Hey.
If you are a veteran of Rocket Punch.
How many of you are veteran? How many of you know who me and this person is?
Before you walked in.
I would hope you
know
who
they are.
These two guys. This one at the end. This is Seth.
Yay.
And this is Chaz.
Yay.
Who are you?
We decided that for episode 100, we wanted to bring everyone back who has been a part of Rocket Punch to kind of join us for this very special podcast. We are missing one member, Sabrina. She's not feeling well today, so good health to her. Sad to not have her be here, but she's here in spirit.
She's working them teenage witch hours. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were about to say Sabrina.
Meow, 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 meow.
But let's get through.
I'm sure she just got heartburn from hearing that.
I hope that that's the case. Not really. I don't wish heartburn.
It's a little late, so let's get through some of the rigmarole here, and then we're going to do the raffle, which I know some people here are very excited about.
Nice.
First and foremost, I'm
why do you have your hands in the thing like you're about to
pull
one out?
You said
the
out.
Oh,
oh,
you're teasing him.
It's his infinity gauntlet. That's
yeah.
Guys, if you did not know, this is the Rocket Punch Cast, where groups of friends from all around come around this table, this nice wooden table today, to talk about video games into microphones. If you don't know, you can listen to us via podcast every Tuesday. That's when our podcasts go live. You can also watch us live as we record the show, as you watch. Today's Monday, but normally we stream the show on Sundays at 8 p.m. Central Time over at twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive. You can always go to RocketPunchGo.com to see all of our content. And you can go to Patreon.com/RocketPunch to help support the show if you so choose to.
Who's our patrons out there?
Some patrons out there.
They're the best.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Before we jump into the show proper and the raffle, we all wanted to take a second to thank everyone who kind of helped out with this party. People have come and gone. We've had the tournaments and everything go throughout the night. First and foremost, if he can hear us, Howard and everybody here at Lucky Desk Cafe for actually letting us sit here and take their space for 4 or 5 hours.
Yes.
And also providing us with the gift cards as well. Richard Moss in Pints and Pixels for actually giving us the tokens for Pints and Pixels for the Dragon Skill bags.
Listen to that. Yes. Wait. I'm super excited.
Dennis Hoyle from Bellwether Games, who actually sent us this copy of Antidote there to give away and raffle off as well. So we thank him for that.
Yep.
The Hive Mind Collective, known as Geek Out Huntsville, for actually helping promote this event on their networks there. We definitely appreciate their support. Carla and Nick Cobb, the two behind Weird Giraffe Games, for Super Hack Override. They've got a bunch of other games. Stellar Leap's coming out soon. They just had another successful Kickstarter with Fire in the Library.
Nice.
We want to thank them for bringing their games here and giving them to us so we can raffle those off. Thank them for that. They just left, but Jonathan and Jacob Bisher, the guys from Moxie Game Studio, they had their game set up here to play their upcoming indie game. It's coming out in August on Steam Early Access.
Oh, nice.
Ascending Madness, that was really cool. And the big one, our patrons that help support us. It really, like, a lot
that
of the
makes
stuff,
my heart go doki doki.
A lot of the prizes we got would not have been possible without your guys' support. So if you are supporting us on Patreon, thank you very much for your support.
Give yourself a round of applause.
A round of applause.
And of course, everybody else who's helped us throughout the last 2.5 years with the Rocket Punch cast and Rocket Punch in general. I definitely want to give a shout out to two ladies who have been very helpful as of late. Chris's wife and my wife. They've been putting up with us and helping out. They've been out there, sitting there, goofing off with the raffles. Trish helped with the raffles and stuff here. I think those two definitely deserve a round of applause for.
Yeah.
Yes. And if I forget you, know that we love you very much and thank you for your support.
I love you too.
I like you as a friend.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get to the fun part. Let's do the raffles here.
So are we gonna let people pick?
No. No.
Are we gonna give something away?
We're giving stuff away.
Who you guys get to pick what we give out first.
Alright. So first thing
you only get to pick one, so Chaz.
Okay. I say for this raffle, let's go ahead and do the Doctor Strange pop figure, huh?
He stole mine.
Yes.
Stole.
Okay, I'm gonna hand it to Chris. Chris is gonna read out a number, and if it's not your number, I've got another one in tow.
531008. It looks like you? No? I saw it going up.
Excited.
I saw it going
excited.
Up.
Okay, put that one down.
531060.
Yay!
Yay! Look at you, your very own Eye of Agamotto.
All right.
You may want to be careful.
Listen. I was in Target yesterday, and I heard two children, one approximately age 8, one approximately age 12, say these exact words: Star-Lord is the worst. He ruined everything. And I have not laughed harder. If you haven't seen the film yet, I didn't spoil anything crazy, but you'll understand when you do. If you haven't seen the film yet, what are you doing? Get out of here.
What are you doing?
Chris, what are we giving away next?
So we are giving away this very special Dragon Scale dice bag provided by my wife.
Why is everyone stealing mine?
Yep. She totes made it. The totes filled with tokens, and it's totes going to 531014.
Nope.
No, it's not. I lied about that. It's definitely not going to that guy. It's going to 531045.
Damn it! Nope.
Nope. No, it's not. See? See?
Rapid fire here.
531062. Nobody. 531035.
Yay! Listen to that.
You're going to be the coolest kid on the block.
That bag has a certain heft to it. You'll see.
Okay.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, I feel special.
Thank you. Just be careful that you don't actually try to stop an arrow with that.
Next one is going to be Antidote.
Antidote.
The game Antidote from Bellwether Games. Who's that going to?
531026. No, it's not. This is fun. 531016.
Woo!
Hey!
You get your game, sir.
Take it with you.
Yep.
That's his new game on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
All right, Seth.
I want to give away a Super Hack Overdrive.
Override.
Override. The cyber swapping card game of the future. All right, now I'm not going to do it like that. All right, here we go. 5, 3. Zero. 6, 6.
Whoa, slow down.
That's a negative.
Negative. 5, 3.
Let's go.
1.
He's like the lottery
guy.
0, 0, 2.
Nope.
That's
a negative, Ghost Rider.
The joke's
going
to run thin.
This is the last time we're going to let him do this, right?
You get one more chance.
5.
You can just read the last two.
3.
Do the math.
There's no fun in that.
1.
There's no fun in that.
0. 0, 5.
Yay!
Save us.
Thank you all for putting up with me.
There's still help.
Super hack over stuff.
Enjoy your life of hacking.
And overdrive riding.
Overdrive riding.
Will, what do we got?
We're giving Hellboy away.
Hellboy, okay.
Hellboy.
We're going back to Chris.
winner, chicken dinner.
We're almost through.
I was about to say, what a
snipe at the last
minute. What a tease.
023. 023. Negative, Ghost Rider. 042.
Damn. It's the answer to the question of life.
034.
Bingo.
Very nice.
You can take points. Real funny, don't you, Stig?
You know what? Hey, Stig, just for that, 100 points from Slytherin.
Yeah.
004.
Nope.
Boy, I'm glad Trish took most of the other numbers out of this, or we'd be here all night.
We would. 027.
Nope.
Just for those of you who are on stream, these were all people who were here earlier. That's how chaotic it was in here.
067.
Hey!
Come
I know that
Hellboy
guy.
Come grab Inferno Man.
Is that Eric Rhodes of the Eric Rhodes Music Experience?
Nice plug.
Chaz, right, back to you.
Back
to me. Well, I think it's time, everybody, that we decide to go big or go home. Let's get that gift card out of the way.
$30. Lucky dice.
$30 gift card.
It's very
lucky
non-branded.
Dice.
Oh, it's super branded inside.
531011.
Yeah.
My buddy who was here earlier had to go
because
he had to.
Hang on. I have a question for you. Do you have his ticket?
Yes.
Then it's yours. You must be here to claim
the prize.
Everyone in the room immediately regrets not grabbing everyone's ticket.
Very nice. Chris, we got two more.
No. I'm the guest. You should let them guess.
There's only one left.
There's two left.
No, there's two left.
Oh, there's a big boy down there. Never mind.
Well, let's give out a hack then first. We'll end on the highest of high notes.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a one-of-a-kind item over here. Like, you can't get that in stores. So, Super Hack Override. This is going to be 531050.
I'm in.
Calm down,
531007.
Hey! Stigender!
All right.
Wait. Real quick. Hacker-themed question. Better hacker waifu, Sombra or...
Oh, no.
I can't remember her name from Persona 5.
Persona 5.
I'm going with Sombra, seeing as how that's the only one you knew the name of. So.
No. I know who you're talking
Futaba.
About.
Futaba.
Yeah.
Futaba. Thank you so much.
Actually, Yane from Bubblegum Christ.
Nah, Futaba. Sorry.
Futaba.
Okay, Yane. So...
Nope.
Seth, what are we giving out last?
We're going to give out this super awesome, a limited edition, signed episode 100 poster. It is printed on the highest quality paper.
Oh,
in a
my God.
Limited edition frame, available only tonight. This thing is going to be worth thousands when you leave the door, millions in a couple of years. So go ahead and sit on this, people. Your kids will go to college on this.
I would not believe him.
No. 5-3. 5-3-1-0-5-8. 5-3-1-0-2-4. 5-3-1-0-5-6. Really? 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 How many friends do you have? We have a cap on friends in here. I don't know if you know. The lady at the door should have told you.
Oh,
there were
shenanigans. He's got a ticket.
That's our mistake. That's our mistake.
There you go.
Yay!
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You don't ever
have to apologize for winning.
Willy Wonka opening up the gates and one kid having all
the. Yeah. Something must have went wrong, Mr. Wonka.
Is that all in one chocolate bar? I don't get it.
Just get in the elevator, kid.
No.
There we go.
You made the death traps. You made that kid go wrong.
Yeah.
He just got
one kid at the end who's very large and also very purple and also very stretchy and also ended up in the squirrel pit and also. He just kept failing in every single one. It was like, get him back
it's
up
okay,
here.
Guys. It will be on the recorded.
Do what?
Can you endure?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so thank you guys for staying and hanging out with us for Rock Bunch, guys. We still got a bunch of chatting and stuff to do. We're definitely going to have you guys interact with us as well. But per our episodes here, we're going to jump to what we like to do normally, which is our topic of the show. And we're going to sit and chat for a little bit about episode 100 and kind of what that means for us and kind of revisiting the Rocket Punch cast throughout this entire history. That's why everybody's here. And so what do you guys think? Like, what do you guys, what does it mean for everyone here at the table, like, to hit episode 100?
I mean, I was only here for like a dozen episodes, so I just want to riff on you guys. I don't know how much it means to me so much. I'm happy to be part of the team.
That's good.
I'm excited for episode 200, but for the moment, I feel like I should probably take a back seat.
That's totally fine.
Fair enough.
Seth, it's been a while since you've been on the mic.
It's been a hot minute since I've been on the mic. And listen, I listen to this thing every... Listen, I listen to this thing every week, and all I hear is this blind Sony fanboyism, and it gives me heartburn every day. Every day, you need a yin to your yang. But I'll just share the story. Like, we came together, and we essentially we wanted to make a piece of gaming content that was focused on a positive message that really highlighted Huntsville as a really awesome hub for gamers. And we figured the best way to do that would be through podcasting. And we joked about it earlier, but it started as a Yeti microphone around a single table. And it was a really great experience. We learned so much along the way. And I think that from, like, the fact that we had this room full of people playing games and talking and socializing is a testament to the fact that we have built that community. We've made the people realize that, like, you don't have to be, you know, we originally talked, like, you don't have to be on the West Coast, you don't have to be on the Northeast to participate in gaming culture in a significant way. People are down here, we have this awesome Southern culture, these super friendly people. Let's inject that into gaming culture here and build a community. I think that's what we did.
Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. It's been a crazy wild ride. I mean, like, from its inception when it was... I remember starting Rocket Punch, it was just like all of us talking about, like, oh man, we really want to try to do something different. We want to do something unique and special. I'm like, oh, let's start a podcast. Okay, let's do that. And then it kind of just took off from there, really. And
we decided to give you a little history on this. The best way to learn to swim is to definitely jump in the deep end. So the best way to start a podcast is to do Game of the Year. Immediately
after. We did do that.
Only after you take like a month of just arguing over a name.
Yeah, we oh man, I forgot. We the name was rough.
We met like four times trying to figure out our name.
Do you guys remember some of the names that we had?
Actually, I think there's a document.
There is a document in here somewhere.
I remember my favorite conversation, and I'll share. I don't know if we have the mature rating, but who cares? The original, you know, once I designed the Rocket Punch logo, right? And I was trying to come up with the names, right? And Rocket Punch really resonated with me, but my original idea was Rocket Fist. Yes.
Take that as you will.
It was great.
Put that mature flag on right now.
It was one of those where you like you wrote it down and you're like, man, that's pretty cool. And then you look at it and you're like, okay.
It worked out really well for Iron Fist.
And then
though.
You right click and say thesaurus and you're like, oh, punch. Okay, that works great. Okay, cool.
I found the document. Just a little history. Some of the names. I'm not going to read all of them because there are a lot. You remember?
Oh,
this?
God, yes.
I feel like a lot of small businesses do this. The very generic Rocket City Gaming. That would have been a whole lot of fun. The Glitch. Land Sharks?
Land Sharks. That's wait, right. Oh, my God.
How did Land Sharks get in there?
I don't know.
Boo.
Let's read the ones that people are definitely not going to steal.
I don't think anyone's going to steal Land Sharks.
Alpha Beta, somehow. The Beta 5.
The Beta 5?
Wow. It's brainstorming, people. You just
put it all out of war right there.
To be fair, we have like
a Jackson 5.
To be fair, there were five of us around the table at
you're right,
time.
You're right.
Wow. Beta City Wars? Where did that come from?
Huh? I don't know.
You guys are really into this beta thing.
Oh, we had a lot of Rocket City ones, like Rocket City Strike Back, Rocket City Stream, Rocket City Rants.
Can I just say I'm very glad that we didn't go with Rocket City Rants because, A, I think that Rocket City, insert word here, is super unimaginative.
I like that there's an entire
also,
thing labeled too
I don't
much.
Like things called rant or angry.
Let's read some of them. Yeah. Gamer Sexy Time.
is that the podcast where we're all like sitting around in bathrobes discussing like the next like Game of the Year stuff?
See, that sounds
you know what
cool.
I'll watch that.
That's probably cool. Hot steamy gaming.
Yeah, that's the next one. That is the next one.
It's right, on the list, people. Not making this up.
Right, I don't know. I can't read any of the other ones. We would get in trouble.
I have no filter.
XP Arcade, Joystick Jockeys, Evil Magic Box Arcade. That was
what?
Giant Octopus Gaming?
No.
I feel like that was that you? No,
that was not me.
Those are a couple of them. We
Project Octopus Gaming.
No, you were so close. We were ahead of its time.
Yes,
ahead of its time.
Absolutely.
Ooh. One of my favorite parts
speaking of game of the year, was having those long discussions, and then we all had that great idea of, like, okay, let's go ahead and, like, plan out game of the year and record all the episodes in, like, several hour chunks, because awesome. And that was great, because then by the end, by the time you get to the magical musical episodes, you're like, oh my god, are we still doing this? Oh my god.
For people who don't know, if you haven't listened to our game of the year stuff, what we do is that we have 10 categories, and we basically pick people, or pick nominees, and then we whittle it down to 3, and then from that 3, we choose one person to actually win that complete category. And those are, what was last year? Will, do you? I think we talked about how many, 19 hours?
Close.
Of recording just for Game of the Year. That's how many, we spent like it was over a month. Basically, every Sunday for 4 Sundays, we just recorded, and it was like 4 or 5 hour chunks. It was crazy. It was a lot of, just in that room, and then all these discussions about all these topics. It was fun, but it was crazy.
Oh, yeah, especially when we sat there and stalemated the last one.
And you get like a 3-way tie?
We still get crap for the 2016 Game of the Year when we tied with Overwatch.
It was Overwatch and The Witness tied for Game of the Year.
See?
Why?
I was going to say.
Because only one would win. We're not rehashing.
Oh, no. We're not. Get more cupcakes. That's fine.
We're not rehashing. All right. This is my chance. We're going to bring it back, baby.
No, I'm pretty sure one of the questions will be like, what's the worst memory that you have? I will share my worst memory was losing that episode of Game of the Year. Remember that?
Oh, it was...
My computer just straight up rebooted.
We had recorded for like an hour and a half to 2 hours the audio for 2 different episodes, and it was on Seth's computer, and it got, for some reason, blue screen. We lost
whatever
we lost all that audio. And so if you look in our audio feed, you'll see it's like a message about episode whatever this for, and it's like, hey, so we're really sorry, but we recorded it, but it's gone. It, like, I think we joked and said it fell into the ether.
Yeah,
that if you've seen any of the comics involving Thanos, he just snapped.
He snapped the episode on disappeared. Episode. Yeah,
this episode
was really rough, but it was also a great lesson. You know, I think the big takeaway is you never make the same mistake twice, right? Like, and for any content creators out there, whether you're aspiring or currently content creating, if you're currently, you know this lesson very well. If you're aspiring, then prepare to learn it, because you never want to make anything perfect, right? If you make something perfect, it means that you have stopped dreaming for, you know, shooting for the moon, right? You always want to shoot for something beyond what you can do, right? And you want to reach for that. And I think that when we set out, you know, we had this grand scheme that sounds very like romantic in its design. It's like, we're going to make this gaming community that's super positive and da 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 da. But when you look back 2.5 years later, it's what we did. Like, we achieved it. We made an awesome gaming community of people here in Huntsville. Not super toxic. Everyone's really nice. And all in all, I think that it's a huge success. Like, setting out with those core values.
Really, for what we were trying to achieve, and like, what it means getting to episode 100, at least for me, is that it's a big deal in the fact that, I don't know if you guys listen to podcasts, and it doesn't even have to apply to podcasts, but when you work on a project, how many projects have you had where you start and you get so far and then it either falls by the wayside because life happens or something else happens and you have to I got to recalibrate, or I'll work on it next week or next month or something like that. And, you know, it's like me in the RPG night. You know, I'll be there next
week. It's exactly like you in the RPG night. I love you, Cameron, but it's exactly like you in the RPG night.
Cam, we can laugh. If we can't laugh at ourselves, then we can't laugh at
Cam, anybody. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, I don't believe you'll actually be at the next RPG night.
I'm not taking that bet.
And listen, if he shows up at the next RPG night, it's not him.
Yeah.
Even if it looks like him.
I'm assuming it'll be a simulation.
Yeah, just take them out.
No.
Take them out.
A life model decoy.
Yeah.
All right. I see the Marvel.
A T-1000, a living computer.
But no, it, like, really getting to 100 and the fact, like, again, 2.5 years that we've come in on Sundays or any days during the week, but Sundays is usually our recording day. We come in and record. We do the Rocket Punch cast. We do our Blizzard podcast, Tank and Spank. We do bonus episodes for Patreon members. Whatever else needs to get done for that week when we have events like this, like episode 100, or if we do E3 or Extra Life, we have to plan and organize those. And so, like, Sunday's a big road for us, but
forgot about that.
I definitely appreciate everyone who is here, who has worked with Rocket Punch, everybody at this table. Sabrina's not here, but in joining in and, like, continuing to push forward on that and getting us to this point. Like, whether, you know, you were helped for a little bit, or you've been here for the entire time. And even just that, not only just the people that have been working on it, but the community as well, it's really helped. And getting us to this point, because, a part of creating something as well, especially if you do it for a public audience, is that sometimes when you're not, if you start doing stuff over and over again and you're not seeing, like, nobody's seeing, you're not doing anything, or, you know, you don't see the numbers go up. As West Side used to say,
"Gaming, baby, gotta see those numbers go up."
It can be disheartening, and that can be one of the reasons why you're like, "Oh crap," you know, just forget it. But for us to continue doing this, and you know, we're all numbers have continually gone up, but there's always been those little dips in there when maybe we are somebody's sick or we have vacation or we can't do something that week, and it dips a little bit as well. But the effort that everyone, all of us here at this table, have put together to continue, even when those dips and even when those successes, to say we got to keep going. Continuing to say, how can we make our stuff better? What content can we provide to you guys that you like and enjoy and will continue to watch with us here? And I think that's definitely one of the things I'm proud of with the Rocket Punch cast, is that it's evolved. I mean, when we recorded the Rocket Punch cast, you see all these mics in front of us now. We had one Yeti mic and a round table, and you can go back to the first episode, and the audio difference between then and now is vastly different, but you know, working those improvements, and it's not even just from an audio standpoint, but from a structure standpoint, figuring out, okay, that worked then, what works now, and kind of figuring out our format for our show, not only just Rocket Punch Cast, but the other shows we do, has really been fun. It's been a challenge, but it's been definitely fun.
Can anybody here remember the patch notes? That segment of the podcast? You remember those, don't you?
That's a deep cut. Super deep cut.
Patch notes was previously like our weekly news run through.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we called it. But and I think we were making drastic format changes in the 30 to 40 episodes. So at this point, we were coming up on a year, and we were making drastic structural changes to the Rocket Punch cast, not to mention spinning up Tank and Spank and our other, you know, associated podcasts. So it's one of those things where you're never going to have the right idea when you first set out, right? And like,
exactly.
I come from the camp that 95% of everything you make is crap. But the 5% that is good, you're going to be super proud of. And so it's worth it. It's worth the hard work. You know, those early episodes may have struggled in audio quality, but even though we were practicing that, we were also practicing our presence on mic. It's very difficult, right? Because you don't want to be fake. You don't want to be fake. You see fake people every day on TV. We didn't want to be fake. That was a big thing we wanted to avoid as we went out. But we wanted to take ourselves. And I think I'd describe it as like making caricatures of ourselves, right? Like making the elements about us, right? Like I'm a huge Xbox fan, and I own that, right? I kind of live with that, right? And I get shit for it, you know. But at the end of the day, it
depends on the flavor of the month.
It's a fun thing, right? And so
that's candy coated, Cameron. He gets shit for it, and he has to own that.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
He does.
Like, you know, we did the E3 watch party last year. You know, and we watched the Sony press conference. What does the Xbox guy during the Sony press conference do other than yell out shit about Sony? Oh, look at another remake. Yeah, gonna up-res that. No.
When is Crackdown 3 coming out? Okay.
Hey, at least they're not closing their studios.
Listen.
Look at this, man. They're going for the low blows right away. Man. It's like, they're not even letterboxing their feedback, right?
No. Just go bigger.
I digress. I want to ask you guys, like, what are some of your favorite memories from Rocket Punch? Just in general.
Will's going to hate me for this. Episode 69.
That was my favorite.
That episode was so ridiculous.
That was the best episode you've ever done. Every episode should just be 69.1, 69.2.
If you haven't listened to episode 69, please
do yourself a favor.
Do yourself a backstory.
Although it's all downhill after that.
So. It is, without question, Rocket Punch's sexiest episode.
It was... At the backstory on that episode, it was...
We don't need a backstory. It's episode 69.
It was us three. So it was myself, Seth, and Will. We were the ones doing that because it was us three in the Rocket Punch at the time.
Hey, that was the Dream Daddy episode, right?
Yeah. I mean, you put your mind at the lowest part of the gutter and record an episode, and that's episode 69.
We were sitting here like, what are we going to do? And Seth was like, I already know what we're talking about for episode 69. Just so you get an idea, the name of the episode is titled Who's Your Daddy? And we talked about Dream Daddy had just come out, if you don't know what that game was. So we picked, didn't we pick our favorite?
Our video dads. Game Dream Daddies.
Osmondo's, yep. Yeah. And I enjoyed making that, even though I shook my head most of the time throughout that episode with Will.
Is that the dad dating
Cindy? Yes.
It is the best.
There was
the image. The theme was like we picked from all of video games, like who our dream daddies were. So it was a fun
the
time.
Image was great because Seth had... What was that thing from?
It was the Snapchat hot dog, right?
The Snapchat hot dog. And it's just, if you look at the icon on our website, it's episode 69, and it's just like the Snapchat hot dog thrown all over in the square over and over again.
Oh, it's so good.
That is a memory for me. Episode 69 was a whole lot of fun.
Listen, 100 years from now, or no, 1,000 years from now, archaeologists are going to be digging up our USB flash drives, and they're going to find that episode and that cover, and they're going to just write a fucking textbook about it. They're going to be like, what is this hot dog? Did they actually have daddies back then? Like, daddies from the standpoint of, like, daddy, you know? Like,
daddy?
Like the phrase?
Like, those kind of daddies?
Not your father, daddy? It's great. I'm looking up the episode just to see. Please, do yourself a favor. Watch that episode.
What else? Who's got some other memories?
I like the extra live streams have always been a huge blast. Yeah. One of the proudest moments, I think, in general, was our first Extra Life stream that we did in 2017? 2016?
2016.
Yeah, because that was in the end of the year. We raised... I mean, at that point, we were on Patreon, and so I think we were, maybe around 20, 30 bucks? Maybe,
something like that.
Maybe 15. Yeah. And so we didn't expect much, you know, as far as, like, raising money for charity and whatnot. I think we ended up, what, over $500?
Yeah, the goal was $300. And we ended up raising over $500 on our first.
And that was amazing.
Was this one of the 24-hour gaming?
Yes. Shows? Yes.
That's actually where I found you guys, was one of those.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
And okay. Yeah, like that was not money. That was, of course, money for Extra Life, right? And it was just so impressive that we were able to get such a following to donate, you know, just to a good cause in general. Because, typically if your Patreon is, you know, $10 to $15 a month, you're, you know, maybe $100 if you're super lucky, but to just see that number going up and up and up and knowing that we were doing so much good felt really good. Also, the Wizard Dance was dope.
It was dope.
I was so tired, and I had no recollection of, or recollection of like what I was doing or why I was doing it, but I love goofy hats, and I had this Gandalf hat, and I put it on and did this stupid dance, and it was dumb, but fun.
Hey, all I gotta say is I remember that Facebook live stream where you had slept a chunk of the night, so Cam and I went to go get Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
We Facebook live us getting Chick-fil-A.
We literally just driving to go get Chick-fil-A. I'm streaming from my phone while Seth's doing the Extra Life because we went to go get breakfast.
Since we're on the topic of Extra Life, 2016 was great. 2017 was even more fun because we were crazy people. Probably I was a crazy person. We decided to.
You're sleeping on the couch? Is that that
one? Oh, yeah. You mean the one where I fell asleep playing Mario? Yes.
That was good.
We went 49 hours that year because we're crazy people.
Never again.
If you're watching us on Twitch, there's a lovely clip of William sleeping on the couch playing Super Mario Odyssey, like snoring, straight snoring for like 3 to 5.
So, no joke, I had worked a full shift, then we started the Extra Life, then I left that morning to go back to work, So I worked another full shift, and then I was doing the late night shift. So this was getting close to like 30-something hours.
It was 3 or 4 a.m., and I remember I was in – because it was in my house, and I was in my bedroom asleep. And as soon as I woke up, because we're like, okay, at 5 o'clock I'm going to switch over for Will. As soon as I woke up, I get a message from some of the people watching the stream, which basically said, hey, your boy is knocked out on the couch. And I walk
– Rip Will.
Oh, man.
It's a great, funny, hilarious clip. I'll admit, I remember that morning because I sent Will to bed, and I was just like wrapped up in a blanket, like I just got to stay awake for a couple more hours until everybody wakes up. But that was a lot of fun. We played a lot of different games. I liked that one. It was 49 hours, yes, but we had a lot of people that joined us, a lot of local people. Who was still?
Pinball Undesirables, yeah. Joined in.
Oh, man. He was great because he helped our team. He basically had $1 bills on pinball machines streaming it for that were being donated to the cause. We had a lot of the sponsors that were here. I think Pixel Perfect helped out with some of it. So who else?
Dude from Credible Threat was there.
Oh, yeah, he was there.
He was a big part of it. I remember that.
I don't know who that guy is.
Could you do me a favor? Could you do me a favor, Chaz, and hand me that poster down there?
Sure, I got you.
That's his poster now.
It is your poster. I'm going to take very, very good care of it.
Sure. Careful.
So one of the things, like, I remember, you know, one of the things when we set out was we wanted to build a community, right? And we wanted to build a sense of pride and accomplishment. I'm joking. Joking. We wanted to build a sense of pride around the geek community that we had here in Huntsville, right? We didn't want people to feel like they had to move to a different city to have a vibrant geek culture. And I think when you look at the sign here, right? Like at the bottom, there's all these names, right? And I would say this maybe accounts for a third to a fifth of the Rocket Punch allies. And they're really cool local places, like Lucky Dice Cafe, where we are right now. We've got Bellwether Games, a game creator. Weird Giraffe Games, another game creator. We've got Pints and Pixels, probably the coolest bar in town. And you just see, like, we've networked with all these cool businesses, all these cool individuals, all these cool people. And I think we've truly made a name for ourselves in being a beacon of, like, positive nerd culture, but then also like connecting these folks, right? Like now we're in a situation where one of us tweets out, hey, who thinks this is a good idea? And all of a sudden names from that list start popping in and being like, let's chat, let's get this going, right? People are energized to build a geek and gaming community here versus before we were all kind of in our own little islands. We're basically the Avengers at this point. You argue as to whether or not we're Captain America or Tony Stark, but it's really awesome that, like...
I don't feel so good.
Wow. Too soon.
But, like, that's a really cool concept to think about. Like, if we had never started this project, like, would Geek Out Huntsville have any reason to, you know, to cooperate with any of the other businesses that are on there? Would Pints and Pixels have any type of connection with anybody else? It's a really cool idea to think that, like, because of the work that we do here, we're connecting people, not only like businesses and geek culture touch points with each other, but like fans, you know, just general geeks out in Huntsville, like together with people that are super passionate about that. So I think when we set out, that was the goal, right? I think that was the big goal, was to like make good content and to build a community around it. And I think we succeeded in doing that. So,
yep. What other stories you got?
I do love the Nintendo Switch reveal. Like when we're all sitting there going, watching the live stream in from Japan, and we're sitting there going, like, oh man, I wonder what this is going to be. And then they released it, and we're like, it's better than we thought.
It was. I remember that specifically because Cameron here, I did call the release date for Breath of the Wild. I'm like, they're going to release it the day of the Switch. It's going to be X date. I know. And as soon as it popped, I'm like, called it.
Well, yeah, they wanted the Nintendo console to be successful, and all the successful ones ship with Zelda, so that makes sense.
Too bad they're not going to release any more games for it. Yeah, that was it.
No. Well, incorrecto.
But that, it was fun to do stuff like that because of the... because the special nature of it when you have that Switch reveal, especially for Nintendo, it was just a new console, especially after the Wii U had a bad taste in people's mouths.
What's the Wii U?
Hey, Chaz, yeah. You and I both own one, so you're not allowed to say that.
Listen, the Wii U is the best Wind Waker box out there.
Hang on now.
It's better than the GameCube.
It was a great Mario Kart box until they repackaged that Mario Kart and exported it as Switch.exe.
Nintendo, you need to port Wind Waker HD to the Switch, please. Hashtag port begging.
That's their secret, is they're just going to pull all the good games from the Wii U, and they're going to put it over here.
They've already done it.
Not all of them.
Wind Waker's not on there.
Wind Waker's not on there.
Yeah, they're going to release another version.
I need Pokemon Snap on there, too.
And it's just like warping different places.
Well, now, we're getting ahead of ourselves. This is the E3 episode that we're starting to phase into. We're looking retrospectively now.
Now, I do have to say, I've got two of my favorite moments. One was actually when you were teaching me GarageBand.
Yes.
Because I knew nothing. I was a GarageBand plebe. So I owe what I know to Seth.
Will does a great job recording and kind of checking our podcast each week. So, like, if you're enjoying the sound quality and everything that we're doing, like, these two guys right here, Seth kind of started and Will took it over, and these guys...
And Will's taking it to go even further beyond.
No. I will say I'm using what you taught me.
He's using what I taught me, but, like, the idea of streaming on Twitch while also recording the episode, like, he did it.
Only sometimes.
Not sure how he did it, but he did it.
No, the other one is when three of us decided to go to BlizzCon.
Yeah. That would be good.
How did we not think of that?
Here's my reason why. We all decided to consume as much alcohol as possible and then hit a record button.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember that.
If
you want to start a podcast and you're not sure how, that's how you do it.
Just get hammered.
Step one. Hit the liquor store.
Step one, get on a plane to LA, go to BlizzCon, and then go.
Go listen to that episode. I'm pretty sure.
So easy.
When we
just get on a plane to LA.
When we walked into the Airbnb, I remember saying, like, three drink minimum before we hit the start button. Minimum. And then there are, you know, lots of cool stories. I crawl on the floor. That happened. Yeah, that was a thing.
I remember that vividly.
Chris, you went on a rant, if I remember right.
I go on rants from time to time. Yes, that sounds yeah, well right. I imagine with the alcohol, it gets even more frequent.
But it was a good. That was a very memorable time. Just like one of the first times of us doing that. And it's just us at a table. We're sitting in night clothes just like, okay, Fire up the Yeti. Here we go. Blah, 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 blah. BlizzCon was great. Blah, 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 blah.
Can you make that sound again?
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes. No, that was a lot of
my
fun.
Legs don't work. Blah, blah, blah. I dragged myself to the fridge. Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, I didn't get a hangover the next day, so I think that I paced myself pretty well.
I did not have a hangover, and I drank more than both of you, so I'm happy. I killed the entire thing of rum on my own.
I don't have
Turns out on that.
Hey, look, you guys split that thing and a couple of beers.
But we had more beers than you.
We did have a lot of beer.
There was hardly any beer in there.
It's a 12 pack.
That was not a
welcome to the Rocket pack. Punch Beer Cast, where we talk about beer 100% of the time.
Welcome to Rocket Sigma Phi.
No.
I don't know enough about
beer cans on our heads and whatnot.
Do I look like Stone Cold?
I was not at BlizzCon for this amazing adventure in alcohol. Please don't abuse alcohol. But
don't do it.
The time I do remember. So I'm not a huge drinker. I don't drink a whole lot. But I do remember one of my first like conscious drinking experiences was when we went to was it Magic City Con 2016
in Birmingham?
Yes. We went down there.
Oh yeah.
Listen, we went down there. And we did a panel. I think it was How to Be a Geek in the South.
Yes.
One of my favorite panels that we've ever done.
It was really good.
It was a lot of talking about like culture and how cultures clash and whatnot. Is that in the main feed or the Patreon feed? I think that's the main feed.
That's the main feed.
Go back in your feed, like way back, and you know, again, bear with the quality, but like we and listen to that. It's a really good talk. But we were down there. We went to the package store to load up. And that was where I remember we watched the Warcraft movie. Because yes. You had it like bootlegged on your laptop.
Because it wasn't out yet. Yeah, it wasn't officially out yet.
In theater still.
So it's okay. I legitimately own it now.
Yeah, I mean, he owns it. I think we all own it.
I own it.
I got it on Blu-ray and on 4K.
There's no need for Activision to worry about money from these. But it was just a really great night. I learned that I like that I can tolerate Angry Orchard.
I like Angry.
And I did find out that that flavored moonshine and Sprite is pretty dang good.
Moonshine will get you good.
Oh, it, Jess says no to the Angry Orchard.
No, no. If it is not sludge that is coming out, I like my beer dark.
Okay, I'm gonna put Chris on the spot here. Everybody's had a moment. You got to have a moment. Yeah. You've been here a couple episodes. But there's got to be some moments.
Well, you showed up on a couple episodes. Well,
I did. So. I guess my moment, it wasn't necessarily a podcast moment. It was the moment that, you know, I was surfing Facebook and found you guys. You know, that was kind of a big deal. It was kind of a big deal. You know, I hadn't really, I had been doing Credible Threat for a while, but I hadn't really got into it too much in earnest. And, you know, I had moved back to Huntsville. You know, I had no friends here or anything like that. And I just started drilling down into Facebook. And you guys happened to pop up. And I'm messaging Cameron going, hey, what's up? I want to be your best friend. Let me in.
I'm going to tell a story to help Chris out here with this special moment. One of the first times we met Chris, when we were like, oh, we got to get Chris on Creator Spotlight, whatnot, we went. There was a day you were going to be on the Creator Spotlight episode. So if you want to know more about Chris and Credible Threat Gaming and what he was doing before he joined Rocket Punch, definitely check out that episode. So we go to eat. Locally, there's a place called Pieology here. And I'll take you to go eat lunch. We'll go eat lunch before we record. And so we're sitting there eating. And what? All of a sudden, it's like two people, like one or two people come up.
Two people.
And they come up and they're like, hey, like point at me and like, you're that Rocket Punch, you're one of that Rocket Punch guys, aren't you? And we always tell this story. And Chris, what were your thoughts then?
I'm sitting there going, what happened? How did I stumble into knowing like the most popular guy in town? He just has people just like meet him at places they've never. They're just like, hey, I know you, famous person. Like I was starstruck. I was like, man, I didn't know they were such a big deal. They run this town. That was incredible.
In fact, a big deal.
In full disclosure, like we invited them to eat with us. We all sat at the table. That's literally the first time that's ever happened that I can think of, and the only time that's ever happened. But it was just fun that it happened while he was there. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It was hysterical. I told Trish, I go back, I go, you're not going to believe what happened. I just met those famous people in Huntsville. Credible Threat's going to take off like a rocket now.
That's so funny.
That's where we are.
That is a memorable moment. I definitely get that one. But no, we had a lot of great moments.
It really feels cool because two and a half years is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
And it's Richard Moss, the owner of Pints and Pixels, which I would probably say is one of the coolest places.
It is.
It is the coolest place in downtown Huntsville. And it was really cool because he was one of our earliest Creator Spotlight episodes. And like I remember sitting at Below the Radar with him before it was even open. It was still under construction.
Not Below the Radar. We were in Pints and Pixels.
Yeah, we were in Pints and Pixels.
No. We met him at Below the Radar.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You are correct. I'm sorry.
Weeks before Pints and Pixels was even like done, like enough to be able to go in there. And it was so cool to like chat with him. And he was like, I got this idea. It's going to be, you know, arcade inside of a bar. You know, I really hope it has enough steam to, you know, to keep lasting. He's like, you know, a lot of times these places open up and 6 months later, you know, no one's going there. It's been 2.5 years. And if you go there on a Friday night, place is lit. So good job to you. But it was really cool because he was like, I love pinball. He's a huge pinball fan, right? And he's like, I really love pinball. I just don't know. Do you think people would really like pinball? And we were like, pinball's cool. You need to fill this place with pinball machines. And if you go there now, it is the coolest pinball machine collection ever. He's got them lined up on the wall, pristine condition. He takes such good care of the stuff that he has there. But it's just like really cool to know that like we were kind of like, not, we didn't like encourage him to, but like we were like pep talking him along, like, yes, do pinball, do the arcade, double down on the nerd thing. Like, people would really dig that. You don't have to be a below the radar 2.0.
We have enough of those downtown.
We have enough of those downtown. And he did it in such a way. Like, and now I would say he is the geek spot downtown.
Oh, I guarantee it.
No question about it. So it's, you know, it's just really cool that like we've, it sounds weird to toot our own horn, but like we've truly, like, I feel like we've made a huge difference, you know, in Huntsville and just across, like, just across the board.
I'm making you play that instrument every time we go anywhere from now on. Yeah. Like, okay. Just as we enter the door, I'll be like, play our arrival tune, Kenrin.
I'll do it.
I'm literally going to walk in before you guys.
Okay. I'll open the door.
And I like being all low key. Not low key, just low key.
Low key.
I'm thumbing through just some of the episodes that we have. Again, 69, go.
I just want to take this moment because I'll never get a chance to do it again. I'm going to say, RIP Anime Book Club. Rest in peace. You were a great idea, not great execution. And what was the other one that was part of that?
I can't remember.
But I have Anime Book Club to blame for Yuri on Ice being one of my second favorite animes.
Boom. Fantastic. Also, Anime Book Club was one of my favorite logos to design. I love designing the logos for all the stuff.
I wouldn't be opposed to that coming back with a different approach.
Anime Book Club was dope. RIP Anime Book Club.
We'll talk after the show.
I just love anime, so
listen,
hey,
we're in a post My Hero Academia world now. There is shit to talk about.
Look. I just wish they would stop beating up on like teenagers. That's not cool.
This is the world we live in.
No, but I think that really, I don't know, like all these great stories of everything that we've done and accomplished. Like it's great to get a chance to. It's great to get a chance to just sit down and kind of be able to do this. I know that for me, when we started Rocket Punch, it was something that I wanted to be creative and get a creative outlet going, and to actually be able to get a chance to do that. And now, 2.5 years later, we're now in Lucky Dice Cafe, and we're doing an episode 100, and we're having a great time. We have people playing games, we had raffles and stuff, and all sorts of crazy stuff. And yet, that's not like, this isn't the end. That's what's even better, is that it's not
just
the
beginning.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to continue to have events and continue to grow and go even further beyond, as we like to say on the podcast. And we just need a logo with that, just further beyond Rocket
Punch. I've got one last question.
Yeah.
What is some of your favorite, we don't have to pick a favorite, but like inside jokes / Rocket Punchisms, things that you'd only get if you were a Rocket Punch fan?
There's a knock at the door.
It's even me, even Goku. Further beyond.
Even further beyond's a good one.
The bloodletting. Every year. At the end of the year.
Every year.
Blood for the blood gods.
Yeah, there you go.
Blood for the blood gods, yep.
You throw the hat on the thing and you become
the thing. Game of the year, 2017, baby.
And yet it actually wasn't game of the year.
Hey, listen. Mistakes were made.
Travesty.
At least not for Rocket Punch.
No.
Those were a couple of ones that
I got one. The ultimate one.
Alright.
The power of the Microsoft Cloud.
Oh my god. Oh forgot.
I thought we left that behind.
Listen,
us.
I thought we did. We too. Are and that's what's so exciting, because we're announcing today that we are enhancing every episode of the Rocket Punch cast in true 4K.
That just reminds
our
me
our engineering
of,
team has been hard at work.
That just reminds me of the Patreon bonus episode. The PlayStation versus Xbox. Between
it was beautiful.
It was great. If you're a patron and you haven't heard that episode,
it is worth $1 or $2
it's
for $3. $3 for the. It is worth $7.
It was really great.
$7 whole. But $3 can get you to it. So.
I will say my favorite Patreon bonus episode we've done to this day is still If We Were a Country.
The People's Republic of Rocket Punch.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. We had a lot of good
ideas. We kind of did go like full on communist there for a minute. We got
to
be careful.
I think there's something to be said there. There's some meta commentary in there somewhere about the nature of podcasting and video games.
Well, I mean, it was going to be a council in charge.
Yeah, it was totally council. It was not a
Dictatorship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dictatorship. Autocracy. I guess, yeah. Yeah, no. I'll talk. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know. Sociology.
One of those
majors.
Fancy words.
Get us in there, yeah.
I can't remember.
In Soviet Russia, podcast records you.
But,
oh, jeez.
Nice.
But no, I mean, like, unfortunately, we're pushing our time limit here at Lucky Dice Cafe because they do close in like 20 minutes. Any other final thoughts you guys have before I steer us towards the end of this lovely, lovely episode?
Two things. Rocket Punch is love. Rocket Punch is life. That's one thing.
Okay, ultimately.
Second question. Where do you... So you're 100 episodes in.
Okay.
And for full disclosure, if you're not aware, I'm not on the episodes concurrent, like consistently anymore. But where do you see Rocket Punch in the next 100 episodes? By the time you get to 200, where do you want Rocket Punch to be, and what is your team collective vision for that?
That's heavy, man.
It's heavy, but I think, unless you guys can add anything else to this, I think that as far as our plan right now for Rocket Punch, our thing is to continue to grow and become a business. And actually, you know, if you guys have listened to other content creators online, like Kinda Funny is a big one that I think of. What are some other ones? Tally and Inevitable, Jimster
Allies.
Easy Allies, things like that. Becoming a group like that in the South where, you know, that's why we talk about Patreon so much, so that that helps us out a lot. If it gets to a point where we could have our own space and have income coming in to where we can do this full time.
That would be amazing to be able to generate 100% of my time to Rocket Punch instead of
can that be done in the next 100 episodes? It's possible. Like, the work involved in that is monumental, I think.
I don't know if it would actually be monumental.
I don't think it's monumental at all.
I think
it's about getting a hook.
Well, it's not even about that. It's about planning and execution.
I think you guys have been planning and executing for a long time.
I'm saying to go to the next level. I think it's just
everything that we do. Yeah. We execute. And
it can 100% be done. I am going to put my heart and soul in making sure that episode 200 we sell out the BBC.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That would be dope.
That's what I wanted right there.
Put it down. Go ahead and etch that in stone right now for the two people watching us right now on Twitch. Go ahead and write that shit down, because I promise you that is where I'm headed. That is what I would consider.
If you
success.
Think about 2 years ago, though. Like, at that point, what we considered successful, like, you know, the dream was, you know, million subs on YouTube. Now a million subs will get you about
a couple cents,
couple of demonetized videos, and you know, free
content. A million subs will get you,
I mean, a
plenty
million
of full time people,
dude, fine. But like, what I'm talking about is, like, the industry changes all the time, right? And
absolutely.
Like, since I've been gone, y'all have pivoted toward the live interaction that Twitch brings, right? And I think that's super cool. And it's going to be really interesting to see, like, I love watching reaction. Like, I don't like watching, like, YouTubers react. Like, that shit does not, like... But, like, the reaction that someone has when it happens organically, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's... you can't replicate that in a video-on-demand stuff, right? Like, we used to do Let's Plays and stuff like that, and we moved away from it towards streaming, because streaming, you just... Yeah, it's more time. Yeah, you don't get as much... Yeah, the content doesn't have as long legs. You know, it's like YouTube, you can upload a video and it'll monetize for years, whereas, like, Twitch, it's pretty much 2 weeks. And really, honestly, it's really just live, because it's hard to find that video after it's gone.
Yeah.
But when you think about it as far as, like, a business, and you think, you know, people out there is like, well, why should I support you doing that? It's like, imagine if you could turn on Twitch at 10 a.m. in the morning and start watching this, and then it's all day long until, like, 5 o'clock, and then you realize, you're like, oh, man, it's already 5 o'clock. They're already, you know, wrapping up for the day. Like, that is the reality of what happens for you guys, the viewer, is that once someone becomes a career creator, right, it explodes for them, right? Because at that point, when, you know, if you don't have to worry about how to pay bills and things like that, and you're able to focus on your content that you create, you're able to go so much further because you don't have the distractions, right? Distractions that come with it. So it's not just something where it's like, oh, we want to quit our day jobs. Like, that's cool and all, but, like, at the end of the day, you end up winning because you get better quality content, you get way more content,
right?
And you get stuff faster, right? Like,
yeah.
Once you cross a certain threshold in the industry, you get the access to the content, you get access to games in a press way, right? Like, imagine being able to watch these hilarious guys right here talk about
Last of Us 2. Can you imagine that?
Last of Us 2. Or, you know, whatever.
Spyro. Death Stranding.
Watch the, what is this guy going to do when the embargo lifts for Final Fantasy VII Remake?
Find out on Twitch.tv.
That's kind of the real reality of as it grows, you get more opportunities to see these crazy episodes, to see these crazy reaction moments.
I think that to kind of wrap up here, again, we're down to 15 minutes now.
We're
on a time limit, guys. I'm sorry.
On the razor's edge.
I think that when I say monumental, one of the big things that it's in our control is out of our control. Like, we're on it. I think that everyone who's here, we know what we need to do for Rocket Punch for episode, you know, to get to episode 200 and sell at that VBC Center. Mm-hmm. But the big part are you watching and listening and tuning in is that we have to give you guys reason enough to care why you're watching and you care about our opinions and our witty banter and stuff like that. You have to care why you're tuning into Twitch and coming in and seeing us. And that's why we talk about our Patreon, is kind of get support from you guys. That's what we talk about, like liking and liking, commenting, subscribing, sharing our stuff out helps us out a lot. That's why we talk about you, the real MVP, and getting people's comments back, whether it's good or bad, telling us this, you're doing great on this, you're not doing great on this, is so we can continue to make our stuff better. Because when you tell us that, it's like a circle of life. When you tell us that stuff and it makes us better and we execute on that, then in that turn it's like, okay, cool, then I'm going to watch these guys, and that helps us grow. And I think that's the big thing, and that is monumental, because it's people. We don't know what you guys are going to do, but we hope and we continue to work towards making sure that we're delivering quality content for you guys, so that we can, you know, as we joke, live the dream. But that's what we want to do, is get to a point where we're doing this full time and we have sellouts at the VBC and like one limited night only. And things of that nature. And
where episodes are brought to you by Dollar Shave Club.
Ooh,
that's the sponsors. Dream. What, that's how you've made it.
Can I have
the Hydrobot? Please have the Chick Hydrobot.
I would love to have the Chick Hydrobot. Hang out in the background of all the videos and stuff.
Hydrobot, you've got Me Undies, you've got... I mean, you can make these checks out to cash.
Squarespace.
Hey,
you can make these checks out. Audible.
Audible, yeah.
And Blue Apron. I don't hear a lot of Audible anymore. Blue Apron. Okay, good one. Blue Apron.
They're not even sponsoring us yet. This is awesome, right?
Yeah. Look at this, a free trial.
Free trial.
Now you just got to sign up.
Final comments from everybody else before I close this out here.
And many more.
No, I do have to say thanks to everyone here, because you guys help me learn and keep me going in the correct direction.
I was going to say, I'd agree. Like, thank you guys thank you all. Like, you guys help myself continue to grow and learn and do, because a lot of this stuff is stuff I don't know.
I don't want to get your VOD muted, but basically just in your mind, play You Are the Best Around from Karate Kid. Because we are referring to you, the listener, viewer, whatever you are the best around. Because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here, right?
That's great.
What is a voice without ears?
Also, Jim Sterling, I'm still waiting for a reply to that email that I sent you on Saturday. So hit me up. Hit me up.
Jim Sterling is on the clock. Go. Guys, everybody who is here, has come here at Lucky Dice Cafe, thank you so much for joining us for episode 100 of the Rocket Punch cast. Everybody who's tuning in via Twitch, and everybody who's listening with their ears on their podcast app on their phones of choice, thank you guys so much for tuning in. A very special episode for us. Hopefully you guys had fun hearing us talk about just history of the Rocket Punch cast and everything there. Thanks to Will and Chris, of course, with us putting up all this stuff together. Thanks to Seth and Chaz for joining us.
I showed up and talked.
You did talk. That's all you had to do.
And
you
did
it. You guys did it so wonderfully. thank you guys so much. We got to go clean up now, because we got like 10 minutes to do so. But of course, as always, rockpunchgo.com is where you're going to go to see all of our content. We will be back next week with our concurring episode of the Rock Punch Cast. So we're not going anywhere.
Santos,
we're here to stay.
Will return.
That's it. I can't say anything else. We'll see you guys later.